Garissa Radio is a premier news outlet dedicated to providing up-to-the-minute coverage of local, national, and international events.
Hello, this is an English edition of GT News. I am Gulad Hassan. Some of our top stories making headlines today include: Garissa Emergency Response Team activated to monitor floods. President Ruto launches compensation scheme for Kenya for human wildlife conflict victims. And Wajir County soccer team primed for inter-county championship.
Garissa Radio is a premier news outlet dedicated to providing up-to-the-minute coverage of local, national, and
welcome to the news
events.
Bulletin. Emergency response teams in Garissa have been activated as fear of floods remain an imminent threat, coupled with the Seven Forks dams nearing capacity. The team's primary objective is to monitor the situation closely and coordinate efforts to mitigate the potential impact of the impending floods. The County Department of the Special Programs organized a comprehensive stakeholders meeting with the meeting that was convened to devise strategies and mobilize resources effectively on Friday. The gathering aimed to streamline coordination mechanisms among various stakeholders, ensuring a cohesive approach to address the looming crisis. The team conducted an overview of the current flood situation and forecast, facilitating informed decision making. Additionally, they discussed resource mobilization strategies to ensure adequate support for affected communities. Identification of high risk areas and vulnerable populations will also be prioritized, alongside the review and activation of contingency plans. Governor Nadif Jama, in a statement to Newsroom, said it was important to enhance collaborative efforts in tackling the challenges posed by the impending floods. He said swift action and effective coordination is required to minimize the potential impact of the populace. The relentless downpour across the various parts of Kenya has resulted in the tragic loss of at least 13 lives and forced approximately 15,000 individuals from their homes, according to reports from the United Nations. Meteorologists have warned of continued rainfall until June. Concerns grow over the escalating humanitarian crisis. The United Nations Office of the Coordination of Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, citing data from the Kenya Red Cross Society, disclosed on Thursday that nearly 20,000 people have been adversely affected by the heavy rains and flash floods that have ravaged the nation since the onset of the wet season in mid-March. An estimated 15,000 individuals have been displaced, exacerbating the urgent need for assistance. Kenya, situated in the Eastern Africa region, has historically witnessed devastating flooding during rainy seasons, particularly in the lake regions and downstream areas of major rivers. The Kenya Red Cross Society highlighted the disruption caused by floodwaters, with the five major roads rendered impassable, including the Garissa Road in northern Kenya. A harrowing incident occurred when a bus carrying 51 passengers was swept away on Tuesday. Fortunately, all passengers were rescued from the perilous situation. Kenya's Disaster Management Agency issued flood warnings to residents of Lamu, Tana River, and Garissa counties, which lie downstream of the Tana River. The breach of dams upstream was heightened the risk of flooding, prompting urgent calls for residents to seek refuge on high ground to ensure their safety. 9 out of Kenya's 47 counties have already reported incidents of flooding, an indicator of the widespread impact of the natural disaster. Additionally, mudslides have been reported in central regions, with a tragic loss of life recorded in Narok County on Tuesday, where 4 individuals perished in the western part of the county. Heavy rains have unleashed havoc in Kenya, resulting in the loss of at least 13 lives and the displacement of over 15,000 individuals. Flash floods and mudslides wreak havoc across multiple regions, prompting urgent rescue efforts and warnings from authorities. Severe flooding in Kenya has claimed the lives of at least 13 individuals and displaced approximately 15,000, according to the United Nations. The heavy rains ongoing since mid-March, have affected nearly 20,000 individuals, with the Kenya Red Cross Society providing support to those displaced. Flash floods have cut off 5 major roads, including Garissa Road, where a bus was swept away but all the passengers were rescued. The Kenya Red Cross Society issued flood warnings for residents in Lamu, Tana River and Garissa counties, urging them to move to higher ground due to breached dams upstream. 9 counties have reported floods incidents so far, with mudslides causing fatalities in central and western regions. The Secretary General of the Kenya Red Cross Society, Ahmed Idris, highlighted the provision of life-saving assistance to displaced individuals, including shelter and clean drinking water, to prevent waterborne disease outbreak. The rainy season is forecasted to peak by the end of April and subside in June, according to the Meteorology Department. Meanwhile, traders operating along the Sokomugdi access road in Garissa town have been issued a one-week vacation notice by the Garissa municipality. The notice issued on Friday cited the traders' obstruction and inconvenience to the general public as the reason behind the directive. The municipality underscored that the access road was constructed to elevate congestion and enhance market accessibility. However, the presence of traders has impeded these objectives. Mohammed Hassan Osman, the CEO of Garissa Municipality, asserted that the traders had no justification for occupying the market access road and urged them to adhere to the notice. Mohammed further highlighted the challenges faced by the municipality staff in accessing the market for garbage collection and maintaining the water drainage system, particularly during this rainy season, when blocked drainage could lead to flooding. The construction of the access roads last year was prompted by numerous fire outbreaks within the market, resulting in significant losses. Fire engines were unable to reach the area due to the absence of access roads. Despite protests from traders, both the public and market vendors advocated for the construction of access roads. Following the refusal of affected traders to comply with the order, the municipality demolished structures to facilitate road construction. However, despite the completion of the project, the affected traders have returned to the access road, prompting the municipality to take action. The Garissa County Human Rights Watch Group has voiced strong condemnation in response to reports alleging the unauthorized disposal of the chemical waste in northeastern Kenya, purportedly conducting by entities associated with the former Moi government. Mr. Hassan Gumo, the chairman on behalf of the organization, expressed profound concern over the detrimental effects of such actions on the health and livelihoods of local communities. A recently revealed information highlighted the alarming extent on environmental degradation and health hazards resulting from the purported dumping of chemical waste in the region. The Garissa County Human Rights Watch Group has called upon relevant authorities to launch a transparent and comprehensive investigation into these allegations, with a view to holding those responsible accountable for the actions. Mr. Gumo, in assessment to newsroom, stressed the urgent need for immediate measures to assess mitigate the environmental and health risks posed by the presence of chemical waste in affected areas. The human rights group has appealed to President William Ruto, led government to fulfill its obligations under international law and take decisive action to prevent further harm to environment and local communities. Gumo emphasized the importance of transparency, accountability, and community engagement in addressing the critical issue and restoring trust in the governance and environmental stewardship. The Garissa County Human Rights Watch Group reaffirmed its commitment to advocating for the rights and well-being of all individuals in Garissa County, particularly those affected by the environmental violations. Politician Cyrus Jirongo has revealed in a televised interview that the government authorized the dumping of hazardous toxic waste in northern Kenya in 1980s by Western farms licensed ostensibly to explore for oil. Leaders from the region have long suspected this and linked the number of cancer and other mysterious deaths in Garissa, Wajir and Marsabit regions to possible dumping of toxic waste. In 2016, Cambry carried out a study in the Marsabit area after a cancer epidemic killed over 500 people and thousands of animals died from drinking water from underground sources. Wajir County local soccer team is preparing to make a mark the upcoming Kenya Youth Inter-County Sports Association KYISA Games in Kilifi County. The KYISA Games are an annual event for youth 18 to 23 who may have missed mainstream scouting opportunities in organized sports. These individuals are required not to have participated in higher learning institutions, sports or elite clubs, including Kenya University Sports Association, that's KUSA, Division 1, Division 2, National Super and Premier League. This year's edition will feature three disciplines, that is football for boys and girls, volleyball for boys, and basketball for girls. Each of the 47 counties is tasked with organizing competitions at the grassroots levels, culminating in county-level selections to form teams for the National KYISA Games scheduled for April 14th to 21st this year. The official send-off ceremony was graced by CECM Education, Social Welfare and Family Affairs Ahmed Mohamed Wardere, and CCO Youth, Sports and Talent Aden Weli Hashi on Friday. The Wajir County Government has pledged to support sporting activities in the region. Mr. Wardere showered the team with words of encouragement and blessings, emphasizing the importance of sportsmanship and unity as they present Wajir County on the national stage. The team, comprising talented players from various teams across the county, has been equipped with brand new uniforms, boots, training materials, courtesy of the county government. The gesture is a commitment by the local authority to nurture sporting talent and provide opportunities for youth development. The Wajir County team is eager to showcase their skills and determination as they compete against counterparts from other counties. During games last year in men's football, Homa Bay County emerged winners with a 3-0 win on penalties over Migori County, with Kilifi and Busia coming third and fourth respectively. Makueni County took first position in women's football, defeating Siaya County 5-0 in the finals, while Tharaka Nithi and Migori counties took third and fourth positions. In basketball, Makueni County emerged winners in the men's category with a 51-44 win over Busia County in the finals, while host Tharaka Nithi defeated Kitui 74-30 in the playoffs to take third position. In women's basketball, Siaya County triumphed over Makueni with a 49-28 win, with hosts Tharaka Nithi finishing third. Trans Nzoia County took the men's volleyball title after defeating Kakamega in the finals, with the Washiangishu and Nyandarua counties finishing third and fourth respectively. In the women's volleyball, Washiangishu took first place with a 3-2 set win over Kakamega, as Kilifi and Siaya County settled for third and fourth respectively. The winning team in each category took home Kenya Shillings 100,000 prize money, with first runners up taking Kenya Shillings 75,000 and second runners up taking 51,000. Fourth place teams received Kenya Shillings 25,000 prize money. Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Cabinet Secretary Musalia Mudavadi paid a significant visit to the Business Bay Square, BBS Mall in Isli, Nairobi. He was welcomed at by Kamkunji Member of Parliament Yusuf Hassan and key figures of the mall's management, including Chairman Maalim Weli and Chief Executive Officer Munir Ahmed on Friday. During his time at the mall, Mudavadi held a closed-door meeting with the MP Yusuf Hassan and mall management to discuss various issues affecting both the mall and its residents. He also took the opportunity to explore the mall thoroughly, interacting with shoppers and inspecting its shops and floors. Additionally, he was briefed on the upcoming gold market within the mall premises. Mudavadi indulged in the diverse cuisines and available in the mall, enjoying indoor Somali cuisine at the Grand Cafe, which included biryani and meat, offering him a taste of Italy's vibrant culinary culture. This visit marked Mudavadi's first to Sicily and the BBS mall since the general elections. The mall, sprawling over 130,000 square meters, is the largest in East and Central Africa, boasting international brands such as Giordano, Linton's Beauty World, Pizza Hut, Galitos, and Art Cafe. It offers more than 10 banks, over 20 restaurants, 1,500 parking slots, hospitals, cinema halls, and various retail outlets. Remarkably, it stands out as the only mall in Kenya with such an extensive parking infrastructure, stringent security measures, and uninterrupted 24-hour water and electricity supply supported by advanced generators. The Mandera Department of Economic Planning and Statistics convened a significant public participation exercise today, focusing on the county budget estimates for the financial year 2024-2025. This exercise is crucial for transparent governance and community involvement, so active engagement from communities across all six constituencies. Overseen by senior county officials, including Mr. Kasim Yusuf, Acting Chief Officer of Economic Planning and Statistics, Mr. Suhaib Suleiman, Director Budget, and Mr. Abdi Ibrahim, Director Economic Planning, alongside other economists and statisticians. The event aimed to ensure a comprehensive community representation in the budgeting process. The budget estimates meticulously organized expenditure by departments, programs, and sub-programs, encompassing both recurrent and development expenditure estimates. Recurrent expenditures estimates includes compensation to employees, operational and maintenance expenses, while development expenditure estimates focus on investments to foster growth and development within the county. Crucially, these budget estimates are there strictly to the ceiling approved in the county fiscal strategy paper, a guiding document that outlines the financial planning process. Adherence to the proposals ensure fiscal responsibility and prudent financial management, aligning with the county's strategic goals and priorities. The successful engagement of the communities in this public participation exercise reflects the county government's commitment to inclusive and participatory governance. Such initiatives foster transparency, accountability, and ultimately contribute to the socio-economic development of the county. The federal government of Somalia has categorically refuted recent reports by Reuters news agency alleging discussions of a maritime agreement during a recent meeting between Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud and Kenyan President William Ruto in Nairobi. Somalia asserted that such matters were not part of the agenda and reiterates its commitment to safeguarding the nation's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a clarifying statement, Korir Sungei, Kenya's principal secretary for foreign affairs, dismissed the Reuters publication as a complete misunderstanding of Kenya's position on the issue. Sungei emphasized Kenya's unwavering commitment to respecting the territorial integrity of the federal government of the Federal Republic of Somalia. The controversy arises from a Reuters article suggesting that Kenya a proposed maritime treaty between Somalia and Ethiopia to ease ongoing tensions. These tensions emerged following Ethiopia's recent memorandum of understanding with the regional administration of Somaliland, a move Somalia's parliament has nullified, denouncing it as an act of aggression. In response to the MOU, which granted Ethiopia access to the sea in exchange of recognizing Somaliland as a separate country, Somalia took decisive action last week. The Somali government expelled the Ethiopian ambassador and recalled its own ambassador from Ethiopia, marking a significant escalation in the dispute between the two nations. These developments have raised concerns about the stability of the Horn of Africa, with the potential implications for regional tensions and diplomatic relations among the involved countries. The story from Mogadishu marks the end of our broadcast. Till we meet again, I am Guled Hassan.
Garissa Radio is a premier news outlet dedicated to providing up-to-the-minute coverage of local, national, and international events.